Well, that's just great, isn't it? Another brilliant idea down the pan. Why can't Freddy keep that dog under control? It's always the same. Whenever I come up with some surefire, easy way of making loads of money, some asshole comes along and wrecks it. Too nice for my own good, that's the trouble. I'm a fool to myself. I let people share my beautiful home for silly rent, and then they just take the piss. I should have known it would end in tears the way Freddy lets that dog run riot. Best idea I ever had, completely and utterly farted up the wall. It should have been foolproof. Let's face it, a man who believes in psychic surgery will believe anything you choose to tell him. The sight of this miracle is enough to convince him you've got godlike powers, all opened up and feeling no pain. And then after that, you can do no wrong. This place looks like a fucking abattoir. And guess who's going to have to clear it all up? Not Freddy, that's for sure. Freddy will have some very good reason why he can't clear it up. My last line. I should save for emergencies. Oh, damn Freddy and that delinquent dog. If it wasn't for them, I could be out buying more. Instead, I'm sitting here surrounded by pig's entrails. Now, if it's no good, I need it now. After all, this is an emergency. I've been severely traumatized. The horrors I've witnessed this afternoon will be branded on my soul forever. It was all going so well. This guy was putty in my hands, and once he'd seen his guts on display, I could have done anything with him. I'd have got a nice fat fee out of him once he'd been blindfolded for the closing ritual and cleaned up. But when Rex barged in and whipped out his liver, he totally lost the plot. Irretrievably mad. Just like that, there was nothing I could do. I mean, I could hardly tell him the truth, could I? I did try and reassure him. I said it was his astral liver, and that Rex was my Native American spirit guide in animal form. I thought it showed great presence of mind, considering the pressure I was under. But I might as well have just saved my breath. You can't reason with a man who's just watched a dog run off with his innards. I mean, I felt for him. I really did. I'm not completely heartless. The poor bastard really was convinced it was his own insides he was looking at, and the way he tried to hang on to them when Rex came back for more, that was an undignified tug of war. Absolutely horrible experience. I very nearly went mad myself. And nothing to show for it whatsoever but a Texas Chainsaw makeover on me and my kitchen. Still, it could have been worse. The man could have stayed sane. At least now he's in no fit state to prosecute or sue or whatever it is people do when they've been attacked with a bucket full of offal. The trouble with psychic surgery is that it's all too physical, like too much evidence when things go wrong. Perhaps plain, simple religion is the safer bet. Hey, yeah. I could start my own charismatic cult. There are people out there who'll gladly pay money to be driven insane. And there's no hard evidence to land you in the poo. The cops can hardly check your place out for traces of fraudulent religion. That's it! I'll be a charismatic guru. That really will be a piece of piss. All these guru types ever do is sit around being fat on cushions while other people do the work. And cash rolls in. Oh, Freddy can organise the publicity! Yeah, he's good at PR. It's the least he can do after his dog ate my patient's liver. Look out, world! Here comes your new messiah.
Produced by Robert Shaw and performed by Alex Lake, Bloody Offal was written by Annabelle Franklin. Hello, this is Robert Shaw. Thank you so much for listening to Annabelle Franklin's monologue. There's lots more audio entertainment, comedy and drama on AquariaProductions.com if you want to head on over there. We are a group of up-and-coming writers and performers, and we love the fact that you're listening to our work. We are a space available to encourage new artists to work in. It's a very competitive industry overall, so this is one way in which people who can write and can perform can actually do the job that they're trained for. So if you like listening to our work, please continue doing so. We're so grateful, and tell your friends to head on over to AquariaProductions.com.